Attempts to subvert democracy, British political leaders decry appalling attack on President Trump. By Kurt Sindelka and Oliver J.J. Lane on September 16, 2024. Figures including a senior UK government spokesman, Trump ally Nigel Farage, and former British Prime Minister Liz Truss have expressed thanks President Trump is uninjured after another apparent attempt on his life. Former President and current Republican Party candidate for the presidency Donald Trump survived another alleged attempt on his life while golfing at his course in West Palm Beach on Sunday, with the FBI saying that it is investigating the incident as an attempted assassination. It comes just over 8 weeks after Mr. Trump narrowly survived another attempt on his life during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania when he was shot in his upper right ear. Responding to the incident on Sunday, former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss said, "Thank God Donald Trump is safe. But what is happening in the US? These attempts to subvert democracy must be stopped," the former British leader urged. The UK Home Secretary, the government post rolling together the nation's Interior Minister and Homeland Security, Yvette Cooper also responded on Monday morning to this latest act of violence against President Trump, saying on television that it is appalling to see political violence taking place, and asserting that political violence has no place in a democracy. Cooper, who could not by any means be said to be sympathetic towards former President Trump politically, continued to remark, "We're all glad that the former president is safe. And that this attempt, whatever it was that happened, was not successful." Perhaps Trump's strongest supporter and ally in the United Kingdom, if not all of Europe, is Brexit boss and now Member of Parliament and leader of the Reform UK party Nigel Farage. Mr. Farage himself has suffered several physical attacks for his political career. He reflected on another attempt on Trump's life, calling the shooting truly appalling. Since leaving office, Liz Truss has become one of Mr. Trump's most outspoken supporters in Europe, arguing earlier this year that the very fate of the Western world depends on the former American president returning to power in November. "I believe for the West to be saved, it is vitally important to get Republicans back in the White House," Truss said at the Future of Europe Forum in Warsaw in March. Similarly to Trump in the United States, Truss has accused the political establishment in the United Kingdom of subverting the democratic will of the British people, claiming that the Westminster Civil Service deep state bureaucracy and the City of London sought to undermine her government's agenda. Truss has also asserted that her removal from office in a Downing Street Tory Party palace coup in October of 2022 resulted from pressure exerted by political and financial elites, including by the Bank of England after she attempted to roll back high taxes and spending. After just 50 days in power, the shortest tenure of any British PM, she stepped down. Truss was replaced by former Goldman Sachs banker Rishi Sunak, despite Conservative Party voters expressly rejecting him in the preceding leadership contest. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.